Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for new mercy and new grace. We thank you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, glory to your name. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're in the house today, hallelujah, just to shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for God on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. How many can say I made it all because of God? How many can say, but God did it, hallelujah. If it had not been for God on your side, where would you be, hallelujah, when you look back over your life and see what God has brought you from? Hallelujah. Do you know that you can encourage yourself because God has given you power and authority in your own life? Hallelujah. Speak over yourself, hallelujah. You ain't got to wait for your pastor to speak over you. You ain't got to wait for your mama to speak over you, friends or whoever. Speak over yourself, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and receive it. Believe it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So open up your mouth right now and shout. Glory. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Shout the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving and singing. In the name of Jesus Christ, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his, hallelujah, his people and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Glory to the Most High God. If you came today to worship and praise the one true God, open up your mouth and shout right now. I want to open up your line and give us this kingdom of heaven. Open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I just give God thanks. I give him glory. I give him honor because he's just an amazing God, you know. I talked with a friend today, a few minutes ago, and we were just bragging on his goodness. Because one thing about it, I don't care what our circumstance looks like, it doesn't change who our God is, and our God is magnificent. And I love you, God, and I give you all the glory. Amen. That's my
shout. Amen. Glory to God. Right now, right now. Right now.
Thank you, God.
We serve a God that is able. We serve a God that is a way maker, a promise keeper. Hallelujah. We serve a God that is a light. Hallelujah. In your darkness. We serve a God, hallelujah, where all things are possible. Hallelujah. But if you can believe it, you can receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, you brag on God today. Like, Evangelist Kim said, she said, we were talking about the things of God and what God has done and what God is doing and what he's about to do. Because let me tell you, when you can say, I thank you, Father God, for what you're about to, that means you're trusting. You're in that place of believing. You're in that place of expecting God to do it. Amen. And you will not be moved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout. Hallelujah. I didn't even introduce myself, but for those that just came out, welcome to the shout. I'm there from Dominica, Prophet Dominica Manning. God bless. I'm excited. I just took off running. Hallelujah. Welcome to the shout. Open up your mouth. Hallelujah. And that is going to be the daddy and shout. Give God our
praise
going on. Hallelujah.
Yes, glory be to your name, God. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up today, God. We just thank you for your glory, God. We just thank you for the fresh oil. We just want to say thank you, God. We just want to thank you for who you are, God. You just King over King and Lord over Lord. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for carrying my kids over for a new year. Thank you for waking them up above dirt this morning. Just thank you for everybody that's on the prayer line. I'm just asking for blessings to overflow for everyone on the prayer line. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Can we receive a blessing of overflowing today? Will you receive, will you believe that you can receive blessings of overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Do you know, hallelujah, if you're in that position, God can do it. Where's that position, Pastor? Believing and having faith in God to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Advances God faith. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout. Let's kind of give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Glory be to God. I just want to say that a couple of weeks ago, we had prayed for my patience with my family, and it's been about a little over 2 weeks. I feel the difference. I really, truly,
Amen.
Truly feel the difference. And I know they do, too. I just, after
Amen.
We prayed about it and I let it go, I just all of
yes.
a sudden, I just had a sense of calming about myself. And
Jesus.
And I know my family appreciates the new me. And I appreciate
Amen.
The new year.
Yes, we talking about it. We thank God. Let me tell you all. So God bless you, Sister Connie, and thank you for the testimony. Hallelujah! Because a lot of us need to hear that. We need to hear the testimony that God has birthed in you. Hallelujah! It helps us to keep on watching on and knowing if God did it for you, He can do it for us. So we just thank God and understand the power of agreement. As we studied strongholds in the month of was that October or November that we studied strongholds, pulling down strongholds, and understanding the weapons hallelujah, to use is that for the power of agreement. So we. Thank God that we can come into agreement, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to understand this. You want somebody that's going to agree with you, that's going to walk with you. As long as they can two walk together unless they agree. So understand the power of agreement. You can't walk with somebody that's in disagreement. You can't accomplish things with anybody that's going to disagree. But you can accomplish all things in Christ in agreement. Amen, amen. Glory to God. He got it up. We thank God for His holiness. We thank God for His righteousness. We thank God that we serve a faithful God, a just God. Amen. Glory to God, if you're just there tuning into the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time and you want to shout with us, go ahead and press one. We'll bring you in. We want to hear from you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come and bring the gale. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God praise, our glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Happy New
Jesus.
Year to everybody. God bless you. God keep you. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Yes.
The best is yet to come with my God. My God.
Jesus.
Praise the
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Thank God for everyone on the prayer line. God just strengthen
Jesus.
Us and let us
yes.
all just have a closer walk with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you notice this time around, you all, I usually just shout with y'all. I'll give you a testimony and praising God. But I want everybody to be able to hear you. So if you notice, I'm not saying a lot while you're talking. I want to make sure that you're being heard on the call. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, because my line is louder than everybody else's line as the host. But I want everybody to be able to hear you. Amen. Glory to God. She said, I have decided to follow Jesus. That's one thing to decide to follow, but it's another to decide. I'm not going to turn back. I'm not going back to my vomit. I'm not going back to those things that God has brought me out of, that has brought me from. Hallelujah. So when you decide to follow Jesus, also decide to not to turn back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. You know the song. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's how we're going to welcome our husband to the show. You're going to shout, open up your mouth, pass a minute, and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for being here in this place. We thank God for being here in this 2021 season. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have brought us over. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing all. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us the whole way. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Let God lead you. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit of the living God lead you. Hallelujah. When you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, hallelujah, will lead you in the right way. You don't have to mind being wrong, led astray. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit of the living God lead you. There are many spirits out there that want to lead you. Well, let the Holy Spirit of the living God lead you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We call you. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Cousin Dorita Jones, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank the Lord for
yes.
waking me this morning and starting me on my way. Let me see a
yes,
brand
Lord.
New day becoming into creation. I thank you for keeping me, Father. I thank you for this prayer line. I thank you for
yes.
taking care of all of my children, my family, Jesus. And I want you all to pray for me that I may go strong in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Happy New Year, everybody. I didn't even say that. This is a new year on the shout. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. We made it over. We made it over. We made it over. I don't keep saying it because so many people didn't make it over to the new year, to 2021. And then people that didn't make it over, they made it over in fear. They're afraid of what's to come in 2020. Instead of declaring over their life that they're victorious already through the year. And they've already, how many of you got to see yourself out already? You got to see yourself past the finish line. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you got to know that you serve a God that is able. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited. I may be freed up, living up, thrown out. Hallelujah. Just give me my moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to this house, Sister Dylan. Open up your mouth and give God our praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I'm giving you a shout right now. Thank you, Lord. I'm broke down right now, but he stopped my car right in front of an auto place, Lord. I'm sitting here waiting on the rest, but I thank you. I thank you. Thank you. I don't have that much juice on my battery. So I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for waking me up and starting me with a brand new day in grace and mercy. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Now, I wish I had more to say, but my battery going to go dead. I need a little bit for a record driver. Thank you, Lord. Thank
amen.
You,
we
you,
pray right
you.
Now for you.
Glory,
we thank God, God, that you are mighty,
amen.
God, to God, that is able, your God, that can move right now. So, Lord, we pray that you divinely intervene right now on behalf of your daughter, God, and turn that situation around for good in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the God that is already done. We thank you for the blood that is covering up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the God that help that is there, help that you see it, that help is on the way. But we thank you for the God for your ever present help right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that peace is within your door right now, and peace is still. And we thank you, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name. God bless your mother. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Let us know when you make it home safely, you and the car. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. If there's anyone that's on the line today and it's your first time with us here on the show, we want to hear from you. Press one and shout. If I'm missing anybody today, hallelujah. Press one and shout. Hallelujah. We want to shout with you. And we come to shout. We come to worship the one true God today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is a new year. This is the fourth day of the new year. Hallelujah. And we're still here. Hallelujah. God is doing a new thing in this season, y'all. The word I got the other day was restoration. God was restoring the church. He's restoring his people. Hallelujah. But will you receive restoration? That is the thing. What's for you? But would you go receive what is for you? Hallelujah. Salvation is for you. Hallelujah. God provides us with so many benefits. Hallelujah. But will you believe that it's for you? And that is the main thing, you all, is understanding this, is that if you can get in that place of believing, you can start moving in expectation. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for one. Let us pray right now. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit. The truth that Jesus is the Christ. And we believe in him. Hallelujah. Lord God, according to John 9, we beseech those who worship you and you and do your will. According to Matthew 7:21, all the love you have placed in our heart for you. Lord, created us a clean heart today, and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let nothing be done in strength or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with men, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. And we thank you, Father God, that you're with us, that you never leave us, Lord, for faith. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something. We come, Lord God, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, and yet this year we thank you. According to what David said in Psalm 1:2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul pants for you, Father God, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desire. Yet you the prayers of the cross of the Lord. Our hearts and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our hearts cry today. Let the fire of that ever increasingly in us. In the name of Jesus Christ, uphold us with our free spirit, O God, and let God be magnified today. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken up right now. Let it be taken up away. In the name of Jesus Christ, upon the Psalm 84:2, Lord, let no murmuring and complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts right now. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and love and kindness, that we sing praises to you all our days. Hallelujah. Sing your glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Create in us, O God, a heart of worship, so that we can rejoice only in you, O God. You are our joy and the lifter of our head, and we thank you. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ and your truth. Hallelujah to your name, God. Let our hands, O God, be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and make us make our life up, be a living sacrifice, according to Romans 12:1-2, a sweet savory aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord God, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and Father God, let Jesus, hallelujah, have his way in us, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and worship you, we come to you, hallelujah, in love. in all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Heavenly Father, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit right now within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us in over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now to my inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father in the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There is no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed, hallelujah. The glory of God is birthed in us and is manifesting right now itself. His glorious presence right now. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we commune with you right now, hallelujah. It's taking place. That the communion, hallelujah, between us and you, oh God, is taking place right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name, we live.
Yes.
We move, and we have our being, and we thank you, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. When God does it, hallelujah, you got to look like God. See, a lot of times we're calling a man to do what only God can do. Hallelujah. But I want you to know when you go to God with things of God, only God can do it. If you're going to man to do what only God can do, see, God can do the impossible. I understand that you trust the doctor. But I want you to trust God even more. I want you to pray, God, see your angelic doctors, your anointed ones, oh God, to see about me and my children in the name of Jesus Christ. See, a lot of times we're going about things the wrong way. But when you put God's pleasure, that's the man in peace on yesterday. He's better get out the way. Hallelujah. It ain't about you, it's about Jesus. When you make things about Jesus, when you make it about Jesus, see, Jesus came and made it about you. But now it's time for you to make it about Jesus. Hallelujah. Get out of the way. I mean, all the man said that, get out of the way, Lord, so God can work. Only do what he can do. But you got to get out of the way. You got to come out of yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of the sinner.
Yeah.
That makes you self-centered. Hallelujah. Get out of the way so God can work. See how you going to ask God to do something, but you holding on to it. You got to be more than just a mouthpiece. You got to be more than just somebody that talk about it. You got to be somebody that's a part of it. Hallelujah. My Lord, let me be in a doer of the word of God. You can read it all day long. You can say it all day long, but can you do it? Can you declare the call and be that that you say you are? A doer of the word of God. How do I become that? You get in the word, you become the word, and you become a doer of the word because whatever's in you has to come out of you. Hallelujah. So if you get the word of you, that's what the word will come out of you. You're going to be cussing and fussing and fighting, kicking and laying down with each and everybody to take you in. My God, my God, my Lord, let us know that you are temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. And you can ask God as you'll give it to you. If you need wisdom, ask him. The Bible says, ask him, you shall receive. You have not because you ask not. And I was asking a mission. But you get out of the way and stop making it about you and make it about Jesus. I want to know today that God will rule around us. Hallelujah. He will pass season, compassion and oppression, anxiety and stress, financial strife and discomfort, pain and shame and affliction. But you got to get out of the way. Are you ready to get out of the way this year? Will you get out of the way and let go and let God? Don't worry, don't fear. Don't fret, don't fall. Don't fall and give in. Let God and get out of the way. My Lord, my God, will you send him away? If a train is coming on the track, will you stand up and get out of the way? God is coming your life like a train on the track. Rolling, moving things out of your way. My Lord, he's setting you over. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are victorious. If you just get out of the way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that God is on my side. And I'm going to tell him that word, if God be for me, who can be against me? But if I not be on the right side, if God be against me, who can be for me? Hallelujah. So I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to follow Jesus. And I'm not turning back up. Like Brenda Gale said, that she decided to follow Jesus. And she said, I'm not going to turn back. I want to keep on keeping on. I want you to understand today, when you leave this world, you leave your worries, your fear, your riches, your car, even that body that you are living in. You got to leave that too. And somebody else got to do away with you and all that you left behind. So why not decide to follow Jesus today and don't turn back to the word of Jesus? My Lord and my God, that's the best decision you can ever make, is to have a relationship with God. My God, my God, the devil wants to deceive you. The devil wants to kill and destroy you. He want to take all that you have, your peace, your joy, your happiness. You are losing it, keeping it, because they're so stressed out. Let's pray restoration over you today. People are losing their health and finances because you're wearing, not trusting God. I pray restoration over you today. People are being divided in their marriages and homes. Man, husband is sleeping in wrong room. Wife sleeping in another room. I pray for restoration today. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we trust in you.
Yes.
We trust you, Father God. We trust in you, Lord God. We trust in you, Lord God. Lord, those of us that are on the line, they're having a hard time believing, Lord. Help us with our unbelief. Hallelujah. And increase our faith right there. Move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm excited. I want to share a couple of things with you, and then I'll get to the message here. We have a few minutes. I won't keep you long. We try to keep it right there at the 30-minute mark, but we thank the Holy Spirit for being present here today on the shout as we welcome in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is present. All you got to do is welcome and say, come. Come and have your way. Make your residence in me. Hallelujah. We're not talking about the temporary thing. We say, make your residence. Make it a permanent. Stay, hallelujah, and never leave. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says in Proverbs 2, verse 10 and 20, you are when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, you may walk in the way of goodness. So when you were a little girl, when I was a little girl, your parents may have said to you, run along now when you was a little boy. Be a good little girl. Be a good little boy.
Yeah.
They meant only the best you are, but growing up, many women and men receive negative messages. They relate goodness to being dismissed or not being taken seriously. See, others become obsessed with meeting an unrealistic standard of goodness. Say, really, no one is good but God.
Hallelujah.
No one is good but God.
Hallelujah.
Even in the Bible, when the young servant said to God that he was good, he said, oh, why do you call me good? Nobody's good but my heavenly Father. So nobody is good but God. Goodness will come as you walk in a relationship with God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just excited, you all. I just wanted to share that with y'all. The message today is, you all, quickly here. I'm excited. God bless you all. Happy New Year. You all walk in that happiness. You can walk in there. You can have that. You can be happy. You don't have to decide. I was praying with someone today, and they was just already declaring that this year was doom and a disaster. They was already fretting this year. And I said, why would you put yourself in that position? Why would you set your mind on those things? I said, you have a choice.
Right.
You have a choice.
That's right.
To be happy, to be sad, to be glad, to be joyful. You have a choice. Just like you have a free will. God gives you free will. You have a choice. There's a choice that you have to make. You got to decide, no matter what somebody say or do, I hope today going to be a good day. You know, you can do that. Do you know you have that kind of power and authority that you can decree today going to be a good day? My kids can't say nothing to me. My husband, my wife is going to upset me because I already decreed the cross. Today going to be a good day.
Yeah.
Now, if that was on yesterday or come tomorrow, but today is going to be a good day. Hallelujah. So you have the message, do first things first. 1 Peter 1:13 says, so prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control, you all. So first things first. These words are easy to speak but hard to put into practice. So if you're having trouble prioritizing your day, perhaps you've been trying to organize your life according to your own plans and not God's. A better strategy, of course, is to take your daily obligations and place them in the hands of the one true God, of the one creator, the one who created you. To do so, you must prioritize your day according to God's commandments, and you must seek his will and his wisdom in all matters. Then you can face the day with the assurance that the same God who created our universe out of nothingness will help you place first things first in your own life. I was saying today when my husband came out, I said, I pray for divine order. I need to get things in order in my home. A lot of us need to get our home in order. So that's my prayer for divine order. Amen. So you can move effectively. Hallelujah. So Or do you feel sometimes anxious, overwhelmed, or confused? That is a question. If so, turn the concerns of this day over to God prayerfully, I mean earnestly and often. Then listen for his answer and trust the answer he gives you. A lot of times we hear from God, but we will not be obedient, hallelujah, to the direction and instruction that God has given us, hallelujah. So Elizabeth George said that put first things first and we get second things thrown in. Put second things first and we lose both first and second things. Your prayer today should be, dear Lord, today is a new day. Help me finish the important task first. Even if those tasks are unpleasant, don't let me put off until tomorrow what I can do today or what I should do today. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We're back here on the shop at 12. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, don't be here. Tell somebody about the shop so they can come and shout and receive the things of God. Amen. We operate as human in spirit because what is in us, hallelujah, we have Christ in us, so we are Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. I bless you. Hallelujah. I bless you today, my good people. I bless you, the apostles. I bless you to be all that God intended you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit and draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to joy, peace, in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. My husband is here today, so we thank God for you. We love you. You all have a wonderful day and a happy, happy new year. And stay right there. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Thank you.
never get there on the great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing.